This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, we're back and well-rested. The WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. You know, there's not a lot of traffic out there. Not a lot of people going to work, but we're here for you. Ike, how you feeling?
Doing pretty good, Brother Spike. Good Memorial Day weekend. It's over with. I'm ready to get back to work. OTA started today. Jackie Baseball, last I heard. 2 out of 3 over the weekend. And Sac Town? How the hell did Sacramento get a baseball team?
Well, they didn't.
Either way, we take 2 out of 3 out there. Philly's 9 of 10. Pretty good. Holla at your boy.
Good weekend. Good weekend. A little rainy. A little too rainy. And I tell you what, didn't expect to be wearing the hoodie until late May.
I agree. I'm a little irritated by this.
Really? I kind of liked it over the weekend.
It
was sunny and with a little bit of cool, like it's cool at night.
Yeah, a little too cool.
Oh,
low 70s, fine. It was a little too much 50s this weekend.
Yeah. Wow. I literally had to go back into the fall closet.
Yeah, I like it. Well, no, I only got one closet. It's got t-shirts and jeans in it. All my closets the same, man. There's nothing that pops out for the winter. It's the same. Same hoodies, same t-shirts. I hear what you're saying. You have a different...
I'd already put up all the fall stuff, man. I was out to shirts and shorts, man.
You could watch the video of this show at any time during the year, and based on my wardrobe, you wouldn't be able to discern when it
we're
is.
In.
Yeah. It is a big show today. Elliot joins us at 3 o'clock for Tuesdays with Elliot. As Ike mentioned, OTAs begin today. Elliot can't wash until tomorrow, but he will be down there, I assume, today. And, you know, we are, and as, you know, Ike mentioned, Phils take 2 of 3, and they start a big series with the Braves tonight.
Yes.
Braves look like their entire season was going to crater. It has not happened. Acuna's back. So
yeah,
they are.
Two games under 500, 8.5 back. Let's bury him.
I would love to bury him.
Bury him.
Would love to bury him. But we start off, we are, not only is today the first day of this session of OTAs, but we are 100 days from the kickoff of the NFL season and the Eagles against the Cowboys. So to celebrate the 100 days to the Eagles, every day we're on the air, we're going to do another question about this upcoming Eagles season. I would say it would be 100 questions, but we're not going to be on 100 times. It's going to be a lie. I'm going to say it's 100 questions. I'm telling you right now, that was the only time that I'm telling you that that's a lie.
Right, this is the only time that we're acknowledging that
it's a lie.
It's technically not 100 questions.
It's going to be like 60-some. It's more than enough questions about the 2025 Eagles.
Feel like 100.
Yes. And we're calling it Everyday Eagles. So we're making sure we're getting a question in. We're counting down the 100 days. We're calling it Everyday Eagles. So here is today's question, Ike.
As opposed to every other day, by the way.
Yeah, we don't talk about the Eagles normally.
It's
a very special thing that we're doing.
Or until we forget about this bit. But I don't think we're going to forget about this
bit. No. I'm not going to let us forget about it. It's still another thing.
He's not going to let you.
Nah. That's a good thing. So late last week, and we talked about it briefly when we had the Chris Sims quote from Colin Cowherd about talking about this. Pro Football Focus put out their QB rankings and tiers for the 2025 season. So here are the tiers: elite, high-end starters, solid starters who have flashed high-end play, solid starters who need more help, and then young players with wide-range outcomes. So tier one is elite.
Mm-hmm.
There are 4 quarterbacks in this tier.
Here we go.
Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, in this order. Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen. Then the next tier, high-end starters. Number 5. So they have Jalen Hurts ranked as the 5th best quarterback in the NFL. There are 4 quarterbacks in this tier. Jalen Hurts, Jaden Daniels, Matthew Stafford, Justin Herbert. So, Ike.
That's why I tell you that Herbert.
Yeah, I know. Goff is in tier 3A
right,
with Geno Smith and Brock Purdy.
Okay.
And then, for what it's worth, tier 3B is Jordan Love, Baker Mayfield, C.J. Stroud, Kyler Murray, Trevor Lawrence.
You got Jordan Love down in 3B, huh?
Dak Prescott is 17th.
And that's about right.
Yeah, and so Ike, I ask you.
Yes.
Is Jalen Hurts being ranked as the fifth best quarterback in the NFL, first one in tier two, is that a fair ranking?
All right. So let me shift through this.
Yes.
All right, 5 I'm okay with. I don't think 5 is unfair, right? I don't think 5 is an unfair ranking. I don't think it's outrageous. I don't think it's disrespectful. Could I have seen him ranked higher? Sure. I don't know Pro Football Focus, everything they put into this. I'm not sure how much winning is calculated into this.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. That maybe that's why Jalen isn't ranked a little bit higher. I would challenge Pro Football Focus in this stance. Before you go through all your analytics and your metrics and all that and come up with your quote-unquote elite four guys.
Yep.
Elite four guys.
And by the way, elite doesn't have to be four. It can be whatever it is.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
That's what they chose to make it. They chose to make elite four. I got to fight to have our guy in there, man. I do. And I'm not going to be – what's the word I'm looking for where you – is it obtuse when you play dumb?
Obtuse is – yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to act as if those four guys that they have ranked ahead of Jalen aren't the top quarterbacks in the league. I would agree with that. I agree with that. You got MVPs in there. You got Joe Burrow, who's played like an MVP for two or three years of his career already. So I get that. But what I'll always push back against and argue with is the winning aspect, and that's why I think Jalen measures up to those guys. Physically, maybe he doesn't in some aspects. I think he does some things better than others, but I understand why they view those four at that level. I would just have Jalen in that group as an elite quarterback. But having him in the top five, I've been saying that all offseason. I think he's in the top five. I think he's in that group with them.
All right, 215-592-9494. Is Jalen Hurts ranked fifth quarterback in the NFL fair, but first in tier two? I think it's absolutely fair. And I think this is the correct ranking. Now, I have some other problems with the list, right? Like, I think Baker Mayfield is probably a little bit too low.
Here we go again.
I think Baker Mayfield's really good.
I like Baker.
Here's the thing. I'm looking at this high-end starters, mm-hmm. and I'm going to take Jaden Daniels and Justin Herbert and put them to the side for a second. But I'm going to look at Matthew Stafford in there. And to me, Jalen Hurts being in the same tier as Matthew Stafford seems like a fair ranking to me. Matthew Stafford is very accomplished, mm-hmm. has put up a ton of numbers, mm-hmm. has also won a Super Bowl, mm-hmm. and has gotten better as, you know, I would say the last 5 years of Matt Stafford, even if his numbers aren't quite as good as they were when they were with Detroit, probably show a little bit more. And I would not have Matthew Stafford in the elite category either. I think Jalen Hurts as the fifth best quarterback in the top of tier two is absolutely fair. I think, as I've mentioned before, the four guys above him, whether you're deciding he is part of that group or not part of that group, I think those guys play at a different level than Jalen has played in his career, which is why I think the designation of elite and the separate group is accurate. So I wouldn't put him in that group, and I think being at the top of the next group, given what he's accomplished, given his consistency in winning over the years, giving him credit for all those things, putting him as the fifth best quarterback in the NFL seems fair to me. So I understand the tiers. Like, I understand keeping him out of that tier.
Yep.
215, Jack.
Yeah, what's up?
Do you think fifth-ranked quarterback in the NFL and top of Tier 2 is fair for Jalen Hurts?
Of course it's fair. I mean, those guys just do more for their team. It's pretty much as simple as that. Like, I know the Jalen winning thing, that's what we like to say. I totally get the argument. I get the argument. But I think that's mostly because...
I don't think you do.
No, I think I do. I think I do get the Jalen wins argument. I hear it all the time. So I understand it. But I think that also is more team-dependent than Jalen-dependent. It is! What do you want me to say? Like, we got to stop living in fantasy land. I'm sorry. At some point, we got to grow up and understand what we're watching here. Like, he's fine. He's good. You want to say he's top five? Knock yourself out. But, like, those guys just do way more for their team. He didn't make the Pro Bowl last year. Like, they're the best team in football, and the quarterback didn't make the Pro Bowl. Pro Bowl. Seems impossible. So, like, I just, he's fine, okay? It's the only time he's going to be in the top five for the rest of his career.
Oh, no.
And we can just, it's okay. It's for this year, it's perfectly fine. Congratulations, we have a top five quarterback.
All right, there it is. Is Pro Football Focus's rank of Jalen as the fifth best quarterback in the league and the first in the second tier fair? We do have a next question today. You're not going to get a prize, but you are going to get to add to the conversation, which to me is a prize.
Way to go. That's a nice way to pat yourself on the
back.
Well,
it's a prize. It's a prize. So you will ask, you will get your sports point in, and then we'll ask the next question, and here it is. Elliot saw Beyonce on Sunday night.
Lied about how long it was.
He did. I saw Metallica and Limp Bizkit on Friday night. Next question today. What is the best concert you've ever seen? Jack, do you want to lead us off? Best show you've ever been
to? Now, this might be the softest answer in the history of, of next question.
Wow. Okay.
But I am who I am, right? I saw the best guitarist of a generation.
Oh, you're going to say John Mayer.
When I saw John Mayer a couple years ago, I mean, what a concert. He played Gravity for like 6 minutes. It was absolutely beautiful. The best concert I've ever been to was John Mayer.
Wow.
I did see John Mayer at Madison Square Garden. He was good. Yeah. I would certainly not the best concert I've ever been to.
Well, haven't been to the same concert, amount of concerts you've been to.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Ike, best concert you've ever been to for next question today?
Oh, man, I had a lot to choose from. Really did. I was trying to figure out which was my favorite, man. You know what I'm gonna go with? Because it probably was a different type of concert. I'm going with Prince.
Oh, I never got to see Prince.
Yeah, I got to see Prince at the Wachovia Center.
Oh, man, I would have killed to see Prince. One of the big regrets of, because you know I've been to a billion concerts.
Yeah.
Never seen Prince is really sucks.
And I never
for
seen
my
Mike.
Concert resume.
I never got to see Michael.
Did I?
No, I never got to see Michael.
Well, I saw Jackson 5.
There you go.
Yeah.
Then you saw Mike.
Yeah, then I saw Mike. I just didn't see a solo Mike show.
Mike, yeah. But yeah, I'll go with Prince. I'll go with Prince, the greatness of Prince, the fact he did this concert, right? They put him in the middle.
Yep, in the round.
Wachovia Center, yes, where he's surrounded by everybody.
Yep.
And of course, it's purple.
Yep.
Because that's his thing. And man, to just hear him go through all his songs and then playing the guitar and everything, I was like, man, that's watching greatness. I'm watching my childhood here.
I regret now, you bringing that up, having never seen Prince.
Yeah.
Metallica did it in the round at the Link, which was pretty crazy. It's the biggest stage I ever saw in my life.
They did it in the football stadium?
In the football stadium.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Friday night and Sunday night.
Yeah.
Mine is, I've been to too many, and so I'm going with a combination of the best one I've ever seen, but the one that I'm happiest I was at. And that was when I was in high school, I saw Nirvana at the Armory. At which is on the campus of Drexel, right down the street.
Yeah.
I saw Nirvana and the Breeders. The next year, I think, Kurt Cobain died.
Wow.
So, you know, would have never gotten to see the show. But seeing that show, having to, the fact that I got to see Nirvana, it was an awesome show. It was 30 years ago. I can only sort of remember the show. But the fact that I was there, I think, was important to me.
You know you were there.
I know I was there.
Yes.
All right, 215-592-9494.
Seen Mark Kelly a couple times.
Oh, really? That didn't make it. You didn't pick that one as your list? You thought about it, though. I could tell
by
you bringing it up.
It.
Yep.
He brought a bed down. Never mind.
Yes. I can only imagine. All right. Pro Football Focus has Jalen Hurts ranked fifth in their quarterback list, but first of the second tier. Is that a fair ranking? And next question today, what is the best concert you've ever been to? 215-592-9494. Lamar in Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Lamar?
Oh, man, how you guys making out today?
Oh, we're doing great, Lamar.
What's up,
how
brother?
Are you?
Man, I was doing good until I decided to tune in at 2 o'clock, man.
Uh-oh.
What is it, Jalen? What is it now? I don't want to get Jack all fired up again today. But what is this? Like, yelling all year long, 12 months in a year, it can't stop yelling.
Well, yeah.
I mean, isn't part of winning part of this whole equation?
Sure. Yes.
Yes.
He's ranked the fifth best quarterback in the NFL. They didn't have him 19th, man. They didn't have him 19th.
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah. But what about these guys that's been here before him that can't get a playoff win?
Well, they've all had playoff wins. So, you know, the one guy has three Super Bowls. One guy's been to a Super Bowl. The other one, I think, three AFC championship games, Josh Allen. Lamar Jackson, you could has not had a lot
title
of
game.
Yeah, has been to one title. So they've all won. Yeah.
But none of them won a championship game.
Well,
right?
But Matt Stafford, who's two spots behind Jalen, did win a championship. So should Matt Stafford be in the elite category too?
Matt Stafford has elite numbers all time. So I mean, some could argue it.
Well, are you arguing it?
No, I'm not arguing Stafford. Okay. No, arguing Jalen because in Stafford's first 4 years, I think Jalen had a better career. Just my opinion. But all year long, this is Jalen nonstop. Lamar Jackson have choked in the playoffs repeatedly.
Yes.
He has a reputation for it now.
He does.
And it doesn't matter. He's had, what, three MVPs?
Two.
Is that what, two.
Two? Is that what we're basing it off of? How many MVPs or how flashy he looks?
Well, I mean, MVPs do matter. Like, the fact that...
I agree. That stuff matters,
He's been... Yeah. I mean, he has choked in the playoffs. He's an interesting combination because he's choked in the playoffs. He has been so dominant during the regular season. And I think you could argue this past season when he didn't win MVP might have been the best he's played in his entire career. So, you know,
I didn't think he deserved to win it 2 years ago.
Right. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, I mean, he's choked in the playoffs. I think you could argue of these guys, he has the best regular season resume of any of these guys, I think.
Well, to me, like I said, I look at it this way. Donovan was also great in the regular season. Ike, I don't want to kill Donovan.
Too late.
He was good in the regular season. He was good in the regular season, Ike, but when it came time to put it all on the line, he couldn't get it done.
Well, first of all, we couldn't get it done. It wasn't just him. And I understand. It's a team. So losing four title games, you got to get to four title games. You got to do an awful lot of winning in the postseason to get to four NFC championship games in the Super Bowl.
I agree, Ike, but that's totally opposite when we're speaking about Jalen.
Oh, no, I'm just defending Donovan. You brought up Donovan and said he didn't win big games. He didn't win the big game.
Okay, but when we're talking about Jalen, at the end of the day, some people will say, well, Jalen led us to the Super Bowl. They say, no, they led him to the Super Bowl.
I'm with you. I'm with you on this, Lamar. I agree Jalen should be there with the elite guys. I'm with you on this. I agree with you.
I mean, the guy stands up every single time. Like, I don't really know how else to put it. It don't matter. In the playoffs now, he had a couple of bad games in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Both in Tampa Bay. I think the one game is his first time in the playoffs. The second time may have been without A.J. Brown or Devontae. But when all the marbles is on the line, the guy shows up.
I agree.
And he's on every talk show every single month, every single week, all year long.
Because he's a quarterback.
Well, because he's the quarterback in the town, and we discuss the quarterback. That's what we do.
Yeah, we've discussed every quarterback we've ever had.
He's no different than any other quarterback that's played here.
Ike, so you mean to tell me they were talking about Kevin Cobb 12 months out of the year?
Kevin Cobb didn't play 12 months here. He didn't play here long enough.
And by the way, we talked about Kevin Cobb a lot.
That he stunk. Yeah. So, I mean, but from Donovan to Mike Vick to Nick Foles to Carson Wentz to Jalen Hurts, they've all been discussed.
By the way, Randall.
Ad nauseum.
Randall.
Oh, Randall. Yeah, yeah. I wasn't even going back that far. Yes, Randall, Jaws. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
No.
It doesn't matter.
Well, I hear Jalen every time I turn the radio on.
Okay.
And it ain't just because the fans are talking about it. It's like a topic all year long. And again, he'll prove it again this year that all the people that they continuously put ahead of him, whether it's Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson, we know how that story is going to end.
So real quick, I just want to know your reasoning. Why isn't Matt Stafford elite?
I didn't say Matt Stafford isn't elite.
Yeah, you did. I asked you. You said you wouldn't put him in that group. Why wouldn't you put him in that group?
I wouldn't put him in that group now because I feel like Matt Stafford doesn't do anything right now that leads a team to winning.
Okay.
Matt Stafford is who he is. He's a guy that's seen everything. He knows defenses in and out. He has a strong arm still. But do he put a team on his shoulders and carry him? I don't think so.
Matt Stafford doesn't.
Sure he does.
I don't think Stafford does.
Okay.
Yeah,
I don't
think
he does.
Well, how do you think they...
I know.
What do you mean?
Ike, when you look at the receivers, again, you guys not gelling for that. He throws the ball to great receivers. Are we not?
Puka Nacua was a what? Fifth round pick? Fourth round pick?
Matter, Ike.
What does matter? You say he's throwing the great receivers. How about the fact that the quarterback helps them to be as good as they are?
Okay, Ike, how do we help him in the snow when this guy is catching monster balls?
I think you're arguing points that I'm not even arguing with you. I agree with you, but you can't take Matthew Stafford and say he's playing with great wide receivers. Like,
is
Jalen Hurts. Who do you think has the better wide receivers? Hold on. Who do you think has the better wide receivers? Eagles or the Rams?
I think Hurts does.
Okay, then. What's the point? Okay.
Who has the better offensive line? Who has the better defense? Who has the better running back?
Hey, Jack, I'm not going to get
it. I know logic sometimes gets thrown out of the way when we're talking about it.
I don't want Lamar seat. No, I don't want you jumping in.
I was here to help you, pal.
We're
Foxhole guys. We're in this together, brother. Yeah.
I don't want you.
A couple weeks ago, on one of Jack's shows,
this is like the end of Reservoir Dogs, where everybody has a gun pointed at everyone else.
Now he's going to bring up the Phillies. Watch.
Hey, Lamar, real quick, for next question, what's the best concert you ever saw?
All right, this isn't going to set the world on fire, but I went to a concert recently, and it was one of the best ones I've ever been to. Ike is a guy, P.J. Morton, Ike. The guy sings, plays instruments, does everything the way it sounds on the radio. He was by himself in New York a couple months ago. And I've been bragging about it ever since. Like,
who is it?
P.J. Morton.
P.J. Morton.
Okay, yeah. Never heard of him. All right.
P.J. Morton.
Cool. All right, Lamar.
Sounds like that could be a house band or something.
Yeah,
I have no idea. Yeah.
You okay, Jack?
As long as he rolled Ike in there, so I'm assuming that, yes. Yeah.
No, I just like that we're back-to-back on this one, Ike.
No, we're not back-to-back on this. And I don't need you yet. I don't need you to help me, yes.
Yeah, well, I thought you looked like you needed it.
No.
It's tough to fight
back
against this.
I think Lamar was upset with everybody, quite frankly.
By the way, this list pretty interesting. They have Caleb Williams and Cam Ward ranked ahead of Sam Darnold.
Wow. But they just... Man go win 14 games and
yep, threw for 35 touchdowns.
Yeah.
All right. 215-592-9494. The Pro Football Focus quarterback rankings. Go ahead.
Not enough focus put on winning.
In the Pro Football Focus.
Focus should focus
on winning.
Only that's the main thing.
Yep. Jalen Hurts is ranked as the fifth best quarterback in the NFL, but it's the first of the second tier. Is that a fair ranking? And next question today, what is the best concert you ever saw? This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fred. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fred. Oh, yeah. Sometimes a 2:30 song is so good, I just want to listen to it, to be honest with you. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. All right, Ike, here is the question, and here is your guess. Do you agree with Pro Football Focus that Jalen Hurts is just outside the Burrow, Allen, Mahomes, and Lamar tier? Yes or no? Is Jalen Hurts just outside that tier? And what do you think the percentage is?
No.
What do you think the percentage is?
Percentage.
Yeah.
I'm going to say in the 70s. Let's go 76.
How about this? 52.2% say yes.
Wow. Oh, did they agree that he's not
that he's outside of that tier?
Wow.
I did not expect a 50-50 on this.
I did not either.
Jack, you as somebody who monitors the Afternoon Show Twitter account, did you expect a 50-50 on this?
No. I thought it was going to be, he obviously is in that tier. I can't believe you guys are even asking this question.
Right. Slow news day.
Yes.
Just so we're clear, yes, it is slow news day. But so for Everyday Eagles, as we count down 100 days, give you a new question every day, is that ranking fair? So Pro Football Focus has him fifth in the NFL, but outside of the elite tier in the what do they call it? Hold on. The high-end starter tier with Jaden Daniels, Justin Herbert, and Matthew Stafford. Pretty. Can you imagine? You're Jared Goff. Now, Jared Goff has not won a Super Bowl, to be clear. But he has had a very productive career. And to be, like, outside of the tier of Justin Herbert and Jaden Daniels. I know this isn't a show about Jared Goff, but...
Yeah, he can't shake the rap of...
The playoff stuff.
It's not because of him.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, yep. He can't shake that rap. when the Rams traded him and then Stafford comes in and he wins the Super Bowl, that buries you even more under that cloth. Here's the weird thing about the Jalen situation, right?
Yep.
I understand on the surface why people would say, well, Jalen's not in that class with Lamar, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, and Patrick Mahomes. I understand that. I understand the pain. Like, I don't have a dog biscuit in my pocket.
I pulled out a poop bag out of my
pocket. Spike pulled out a poop bag out of his pocket. Yeah. Right.
Not for me.
From walking the dogs.
Yep.
Dog walkers, no. We know. We understand.
You got to have one in every pair of pants. Yes. You never know.
But here's why I don't like the ranking from Pro Football Focus. Because I do believe winning should be included in it. And for example, when Matthew Stafford went to the Rams and finally won the Super Bowl, all of a sudden he became an elite quarterback. He was in the group with the elite guys. Now, the last couple of years, they've taken a step back. He's still respected as a quarterback. You see where he's ranked at.
Yep.
But I remember after he won, it was, he's a Hall of Famer, he's an elite quarterback, right? He was right there in that group, maybe more so than a Josh Allen at that time, because he had won a Super Bowl.
It was like his coronation.
Right, it was like his coronation. So I say that with Jalen, that I know his numbers aren't gaudy, but the winning is gaudy. The winning at the high level shows you that. And for me, if I've gone up against these guys, even though they play quarterback and they don't play defense, but our teams have matched up. And I've beaten all you guys the majority of the time. And I've won the Super Bowl. It's hard for me to understand how I'm not in that category with those guys. Just because they have a stronger arm or they run faster or their teams ask them to do more. We can parse it any way we want to. All I know is if my resume looks like this, I'm an elite quarterback, and if I'm not elite, then if this resume isn't elite, then I don't know what elite looks like then.
The resume for sure is elite.
Yeah.
The resume is elite.
Okay.
I think, like, for me, it's just like when I watch
it. It's the eye test.
It's sort of like you can just – to me, it's like Hall of Fame. For me, every time if you have to bring up stats with Hall of Fame, then you're not a Hall of Famer. For me, it's like, is that guy Hall of Famer or not?
Yeah.
It's just like a sniff test. Yes, he is. No, he's not. Elite, it's like, I watch those guys. I feel like I'm watching a different brand
guy of
football. And by the way, not just for Jalen. I wouldn't put Matt Stafford in that group either. That's why I think this is an appropriate group. I actually think putting Jaden Daniels in there, maybe a little bit early, and Justin Herbert in there, he's had, you know, it's not like he's had a huge
it's
amount
weird
of success.
Yeah, because he has no postseason success.
No, he's very skilled. Yeah. And the opposite, threw five interceptions in that playoff game last year.
Four. And he blew a 26-point lead against the Jacks.
He did.
Yeah.
Why don't people bring that up?
It was 26 nothing, right?
Yeah. And they
lost.
Something like that.
Yeah, lost.
And that big game Dougie P.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Is Jalen
all over the place?
Is Jalen correctly ranked in the Pro Football Focus rankings? Frank and Sewell, you're on WIP. What's up, Frank?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's up, Frank?
What's up, Frank?
Not much. So if you go back, I think it's 2 years ago, not going into last season, but the one before, in the NFL.com or one of them had him ranked literally like 26th going into that year, and he had a really good year, right?
Yeah.
And had an easy schedule that year. So, you know, we know they probably don't go to Super Bowl without Barkley, and I think Barkley doesn't get nearly enough credit on this team. I mean, everything's Jalen. When Barkley carried this team except for the last game, I get it.
You're making a lot of sense, Frank.
Yeah, well, he dominated the league. I mean, and I did some stats on 2,000 yard running backs and the top 10 running backs in history. And with I think Saquon is like number whatever, it's eighth or whatever he is. Mm-hmm. And all them teams that had offenses that had the top 10 running backs, Jalen is the worst. Jalen has the worst offensive passing attack. So you can't sit there and say, well, they didn't pass because they're ranked 28th in passing this year. I don't even know why.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's pretty horrible. I mean, how can you say a guy's top five when your passing attack with these guys in this line is 28? Something ain't right. Like, that didn't happen with Jerry Rice and Joe Montana. That didn't happen with the Bills. That
it did with Troy Aikman.
It didn't happen with what?
It did with Troy Aikman.
No, it didn't. When Emmett ran for his biggest season, they were ranked 10th or 7th. I got all the stats on all this stuff. He's 28.
What was ranked 10th or 7th? What are you talking about, the passing offense?
The passing offense, when Emmett was running, their passing offense was ranked like a top 10. This guy is ranked 28.
Well, hold on. Let me go back and look at some of Troy Aikman's stats. My mind ain't that bad now.
Well, I'm talking about team stats, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, stats. Because that's what you're talking about, stats.
He might have had the 28th ranked offense the first year when Eagles sacked him 11 times. I don't know about that.
So you're saying, by the way, you're saying the Cowboys' passing offense during those years was top 10-ish.
Okay. So in other words, you take all the top running backs, and I marked them. I did it. It took about 20 minutes. If you look up all the 2000, like in other words, when this one ran for 2000 and Dickerson ran for this, their offenses, passing attacks didn't slack. They still had great passing attacks. A lot of these teams.
Let me ask you this.
Team only had a running game. That's
let me
they
see.
Had, really.
They won the Super Bowl in '92, right?
Yeah.
He threw 23 touchdowns, 3,400 yards, 14 interceptions. '93 back to back, 15 touchdowns. 6 interceptions. Let's see. 94, 13 touchdowns, 12 interceptions. 95, 16 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. I'm trying to figure out how the hell they get a top 10 passing offense with these numbers.
I'm not talking about Aikman. You brought him up.
I'm just looking at Troy Aikman's numbers, and I'm just wondering how you have a top 10 passing offense with these numbers. When Jalen's 18-5, literally looks better than a lot of Troy Aikman's years as a passer.
I was pulling up the passing offense. You're pulling up something different.
Passing offense in 92, they were ninth. In 93, they were 13th, it looks like.
Right.
Then
goes 28th with A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith and this blocking. Who does that? Who does that? That's a fool.
Well, I just gave you the numbers of who does it. I mean, Troy Aikman had Michael Irvin and Alvin Harper. Like,
no, they weren't 20-something. They were just said it. They were 13th.
Listen to me. Passing offenses are much better now. What I'm really looking at is raw stats from what the quarterback did from a passing standpoint. That's what I'm really looking at.
So when he retires, people are going to look back and say, well, that's Jalen Hurts must have been the best running quarterback of all time. Yeah. Because more than 50% of his rushes are touchdowns, and people are pushed and pulled into the end zone. That should be in that. Anyway, let's go, I guess. I want to say something, and I know there's one answer, and if you don't, I mean, you could be biased or not, but you take Randall Cunningham, and you take the team equivalent to the Vikings that he came out of retirement with, and you take that team, and you take an equivalent team and give it to Jalen. Randall crushes this Jalen's team every game.
I have no idea what you're trying to draw a parallel to.
It's easy. You take the 98 Vikings with Randall Cunningham.
Yes.
And the way he was throwing to them guys. And they had all around. And you take Jalen, you put him on the same equivalent team. And Randall's team beats Jalen's team almost every game.
Okay. I'm saying the 98 team, the 98 Vikings team had Chris Carter on it, right? It had Jake Reed on it. It had Randy Moss on it. You act like he was throwing to nobody.
I said that. I said, but give Jalen them receivers, and he's not probably top 10 because he's got.
Why isn't he top? Hold on. Did 2022 happen or not?
What's that?
2022, 3 years ago, when they lost to Kansas City, did that year happen or not?
It did, but like, why are they 28?
You're trying to take 1 year and paint it as Jalen as who he is completely. I'm not going to tell you, if you listen to the show enough, I've agreed with Spike, I've agreed with Jack. When it comes to the passing offense last year, they were one of the worst in the league. I'm not arguing that.
But he's not what you call a great passer. You put him up against
Never
Stafford.
Said he was a great passer.
Okay, that's fine. If you go up against Stafford, head to toe-to-toe in a shootout, I'm taking Stafford.
I don't care about a shootout. How about winning? How about winning in the clutch? How about stepping up in big games? How about outplaying Patrick Mahomes twice on the game's biggest stage?
Like, where's your stuff on big games? The Super Bowl, I give you that. He has 200-300-yard passing games all season with these receivers. That's
hold
horrible.
On. I'm talking about horrible. The big stage. You see, you're jumping around. You want to give me meaningless stats. You want to give me meaningless stats from a game in November or in September, that's fine. But if you want to talk about on the big stage and big games when the other team has an elite quarterback over there playing, how does Jalen play in those games?
Because Mahomes is playing the number one defense.
In the league. Oh, my goodness. You got 1,000 excuses as to why you won't get this guy credit. When I'm asking you, when he plays in big games, when has he not shown up? Two Tampa Bay playoff games where he had in 2021 where he was throwing to Devontae Smith, who was a rookie, and me out there and down in Tampa with no players. You want to give me 2 years ago when they lost to Tampa when A.J. Brown didn't play? We didn't have anybody down there. What other games? Give me all the other games he looked bad in the playoffs.
The NFC Championship game, which was his toughest game in his first 2 or 3 years of football 2 years ago, he had a 58 rating. And if you take
that NFC Championship game, they beat San Francisco by 1,000 points. They didn't even need him.
Like, he barely had 100 yards passing.
They didn't need him.
Oh, they didn't need him. Right. They didn't need him. Okay. Well, yeah, if you want to hang your hat on, they don't need him. But okay.
Well, they didn't need him in that game, Frank. They didn't need him in that game.
He's a great game manager. He wins more because of the GM here. The GM wins this here, and the owner. He's
right. You're right. And all the other quarterbacks, they're playing with junior college players on their team. They don't have any star players on their team for their quarterbacks. You're right. Andy Reid isn't the coach of the Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes, who played at Texas Tech, didn't even win a bowl game at Texas Tech.
Like, but you ain't saying nothing. Like, why the ranks so damn almost dead last in passing, though?
Because he was bad last year. I don't. That's obvious.
Okay, but he's the fifth best quarterback of football. But he was that bad.
Yes.
The Barkley won the Super Bowl for him, basically.
Yes, I agree with you there as well. Only thing I disagree with you at is that he's a middle of the pack quarterback. That's what I disagree with you on, Frank.
He's second tier. I'll give you that maybe, but he's not. He's a great game manager. I get it. He's got a great team. He's a great game manager. But come on.
That's
man.
Fine. Big Ben was a great game. Listen, Big Ben was a great game manager too.
Well, and then.
And then when he started throwing the ball more, they never won another playoff game or got even close to a Super Bowl again. But when he was a game manager, he won two of them.
Well, what would you think if they would have banned the push push, right?
Huh?
They definitely would have lost more games every year. They definitely wins on.
Which game did they win because of the tush push?
Whoa. What are you talking about? It gets touchdowns and it gets keeps drives going. What do you mean, eh? What do you mean? That's huge.
Well, there's no other way they could have kept the drive going?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? You watch football.
No. Not at an 85% rate. No.
Oh, now it's at an 85%. Do you know 85 is not 100%?
Well, it's a lot more than your average play. Like,
not a quarterback sneak. It's not. It's pretty much the same, right?
And another thing, if he's so great at sneaking the ball in on his own, he runs squat 600 pounds, they shouldn't be fighting for this because he can do it on his own, right? He can do it on his own. He squats 600 pounds. So
Frank.
Why do you need to push?
Frank, why don't you give us the best concert you've ever seen?
We can do this all day, Frank.
Yeah.
Listen, I worked Live Aid. I was 18. I worked it. I'm not going to go with that, though. It's too easy. It was great. But
oh, wow.
I mean, Bruce Springsteen, Born in USA in 85, three outdoor shows.
At the vet.
Really great.
Yeah, I saw that show, too.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right, back to back, Frank.
There it is. Oh.
No, he's good. He's still listening.
Yeah.
He's still arguing, actually, now. The phone's been cut off.
That was good.
Colonial Hyundai has a brand new dealership. It is fast, easy. Look, they took everything. Everything at Colonial is faster, easier, better. They don't want you to go through any hassle when you buy a new Hyundai. The new showroom, even better. The grand reopening. So now to May 31st, to celebrate it, they're giving you a choice between two great things. One, 20% off any new Hyundai in stock. 20% off, that's up to 10 grand off. Or you can get $6,500 for your trade no matter what condition it's in. I challenge you to challenge the Cars Are John Ashdale and bring in your hunk of junk and get $6,500 guaranteed. Whether you want a new Elantra, maybe a new Tucson, a Palisade, an Ioniq, whatever it is, they've got a very special selection on the lot right now. And You're going to get 3 years of complimentary maintenance, as they do for every new Hyundai, and America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. Online 24/7, ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details. You and Vince could have gone on for years there. Vince is hopping around.
Well, I figured as long as I just entertained his different topic there, yeah.
Yep. How about a new... Wait, that was Vince, right?
No, his name is Frank.
That was Frank.
Oh, Frank. This is Vince. Vince in South Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Vince? Vince.
L.
What is Buzz? We have Buzz in the producer studio back there. Brady in Redding. You're on WIP. What's up, Brady?
Hey. Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up, Brady?
What's up, Brady?
Nothing much. Really wanted to join this conversation as I'm very much on Ike's side of the conversation in that I want to defend Jalen here. I honestly, I don't feel like being ranked fifth is like egregiously low, but I really do think it's discounting a whole lot of what Jalen does. And I do think winning needs to be a part of this, whatever formula, you know, creates these rankings. I look at last year and like, he is, you know, essentially didn't play three games. Like you look at, you know, Washington, he only had a drive and, you know, you add three games of stats onto his output, and you know he has the good numbers of, you know, close to probably 3,500 yards, definitely over 20 passing touchdowns. His passer rating is the best it's been in his career, and I don't know. I don't see how Mahomes. I don't know the specific rankings, but if Mahomes is one, how is that not discounting winning? Mahomes had some of the worst stats of his career last year. I see him on the decline. And
do you think Patrick Mahomes is an elite quarterback?
Yeah.
Okay. So why don't we move off of that then? Then what are we debating with Patrick Mahomes? Because
I'm saying that winning is definitely a part of that formula. I mean, you guys saw the Super Bowl too. I mean, the empty stats basically saved his, you know, output to look passable. Like that would have been laughable. Mahomes may have been out of the rankings if he didn't.
Let me ask you this, Brady. If we are discounting the playoff loss for Jalen in Tampa because of his supporting cast, why are we discounting
coordinators?
Okay, then why are we discounting? Yeah. Do you think Patrick Mahomes had a good supporting cast on offense last year?
I think he had a fair supporting cast, to be honest. I mean, I think missing Rashee Rice is huge, and I think that, you know, Travis didn't pull through in the Super Bowl. I think that he had, you know,
Travis Kelce had the worst year of his career. He's 35 years old.
Yeah,
right. Come on. Like, let's at least be fair about it, right?
Well,
winning certainly has a place in this. Of course it does. Is Matt Stafford an elite quarterback?
Absolutely, and I think he has a career ahead of him yet, too, like more of a career.
Okay, so you would put him in the elite category as well?
Not above Jalen, but, I mean, like, I think this is just semantics with, like, you know,
it's not.
Or not elite. I'm looking at
it. It's not semantics. Okay. Well, so, I mean, semantics means we're mincing words, we're playing, like, language questions. I think if we're going to take the word elite away and to say that Mahomes, Burrow, Jackson, and Allen are in one class of... are in one class of quarterback, and we're saying that Hurts and Stafford are not in that class. That's not semantics. I mean, that's a real thing. You know what I mean? Like, I would ask,
what separates them?
They're better. They're consistently better.
Well, no, you're saying that, but if I want to be convinced, how do you convince somebody that they're better?
Nobody's debating whether Saquon Barkley's an elite running back.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, we just know. He is. We can see it with our own eyes. If there's a debate,
Running backs and quarterbacks are different.
They are, but like...
You can put up a bunch of empty stats and never win, and nobody's going to put you in an elite category.
As a running back?
No, as a quarterback.
Yeah, I mean...
That's what I'm saying. Quarterback and running back is different.
Like, for sure.
The quarterback position gets judged differently.
Yes.
And winning...
And by the way, I would say the winning puts...
Is it, the most important...
But I also say this.
Yeah.
I would say the winning gets Jalen to five. Because if we just talk about stats...
That's fine.
Then Jalen's not even close to five.
That's fine.
Right? Like, there are a lot of quarterbacks on this list that would be ahead of Jalen if...
Based on empty stats.
Based on stats. Well, you can say they're empty.
If you don't win, then they are empty.
Okay,
because you can get stats in a blowout.
Sure, but not all
by
these
just throwing the ball.
Yeah, but not all these guys that put up numbers are doing it in blowouts. Jared Goff isn't.
you know?
No, I agree with that, yeah. But the winning is what separates them.
What I think is the winning gets Jalen to five.
I totally agree with that.
And I think there's a difference in play on the field that separates him from the top four class.
Yeah, that's such a general statement, though, when you say play on the field. He throws the ball. I would say he's a better runner than probably all of them except for Lamar and Josh.
He's a better runner than Burrow, better runner than Mahomes. I would say Mahomes and Burrow very effective at maneuvering back there. As a runner.
As a runner. So yeah. I'm just wondering, other than throwing, right?
Yeah, but I think that is really important.
I agree.
Yeah.
But when you're judging the quarterback position, you know this. You want somebody that makes good decisions, mm-hmm. somebody that can lead his players, his team,
mm-hmm.
right? He has the ability to lead guys.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen bad quarterbacks to make bad decisions whenever the pressure gets ramped up, whenever you need them to make a big drive or make a big throw, they can never do it.
I agree.
Jalen doesn't do any of that.
I agree with you, gets him to five.
Right.
Yes, yeah, he gets him to five. Yeah.
I'm saying that's a winning thing. That's a thing.
Yes.
That's a thing.
I agree. But I think that is what gets him as high as he is.
That's fine.
Yeah. I think that's what gets him as high as he is, and the thing that separates him from the guy. By the way, the guys above him, Burrow does not have the same sort of regular season success, but Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Mahomes, they've all won a lot of football games. I don't think any of those. Lamar, you could question
but
his playoff performance.
They haven't won at his level.
See,
to me, when you say that's what separates them, I say his winning separates him from Lamar, from Josh, from Joe Burrow. Like, his winning separates them.
To me, his winning separates him from Justin Herbert, Goff, Geno Smith, Brock Purdy, all these other guys that are just behind him on this list. But it does not, for me, get him into the class
above
that.
Right, you're saying his winning doesn't put him in the class with those guys.
It doesn't.
Yeah, see,
but it puts him ahead of difference.
That's why I differ. That's why I differ.
Brady, what's the next question today? What's the best concert you ever saw?
So I went to the first stop on Travis Scott's Astroworld tour, and that was pretty spectacular. He literally rode a roller coaster above everybody and had another one rigged up for a fan.
That was stadium tour, right?
The one I went to was in Royal Farms Arena, so that was actually an arena. There was another like stadium festival tour, and that one got him in trouble because there were like fatalities.
Yeah, somebody got hurt down there, or somebody got killed. Yeah, I think that was in Houston. Thank you for the call, Brady. Yeah, I tried the Travis Scott thing. Don't get it. Listen to an album. Don't get it.
That's how I feel about a lot of the like modern guys. Like Uzi, I don't get. Even though he's a Philly goat, I don't get him.
I tried to get Travis Scott. Everybody's like, oh, this album's one of the greatest rap albums of all time. I got four songs in. I was like, man.
The main song's good.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
I never even heard of Travis Scott song.
Oh, really?
Or maybe I heard and didn't know
I think you would know it.
Like, what's his most popular? Play it coming back one time.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I know what his most popular song is.
Oh, you know?
That's Rihanna Scott. I mean, Rihanna. That's Rihanna's guy, right? I'm thinking about the right same person.
I don't know. You know who's going to say he loves Travis Scott? Will Elliot like Travis Scott? That's the big question.
Is Travis Scott Rihanna's boyfriend?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Okay.
All right. Elliot Shore Parks joins us next Tuesdays with Elliot. OTAs begins today.
That's ASAP Rocky.
ASAP Rocky.
ASAP Rocky.
There's a lot of ASAP people out there, right?
There's Lil Baby, Da Baby. Yep. They're not the same person.
Hold on, no. Travis Scott. Kardashians.
Is he?
I think he was with one of the younger sisters. Awesome.
I can Spike try to figure out current culture.
Yeah, it's bad. Yeah, it's bad.
Elliot joins us next. I think he was over there. OTA, he couldn't watch OTAs today. He could watch tomorrow, but we will talk to Elliot about OTAs and the potential salary cap changes that could come to the NFL that could kneecap the Eagles. Talk about that as well.
Yep. He's with Kylie, by the way.
Kylie Jenner. There you go. You got it.
Never a doubt. Yep. Never a doubt.
This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Listen. Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.